Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Make Him BEG for Your Attention by Bruce Bryans is a dating and relationship advice book aimed primarily at women who want to improve how they communicate with men in romantic settings. Framed as a set of 75 communication secrets, the book argues that attraction and commitment are strongly influenced by the way a woman speaks, responds, and handles tension. Its central premise is that men respond best when they feel respected, emotionally secure, and understood, and that careless or confrontational communication can quickly reduce interest. The book presents itself as practical and direct rather than theoretical, offering guidance on how to express needs without triggering defensiveness, how to navigate conflict without escalation, and how to encourage a man to open up emotionally. It belongs to the popular relationship advice genre, with a strong focus on gender differences, emotional dynamics, and conversational strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, respect is the foundation of male attention and commitment. A major claim in the book is that men are more likely to give sustained attention and commitment when they feel respected during communication. Bryans treats respect not as a vague moral ideal, but as a practical relational condition that shapes how a man reacts, listens, and stays engaged. The book repeatedly suggests that if a man senses contempt, criticism, or pressure, he may withdraw emotionally or seek validation elsewhere. This idea structures much of the advice because it makes communication less about winning arguments and more about preserving a man's willingness to remain open. The reasoning is straightforward. If the emotional tone of a conversation signals appreciation rather than attack, the man is more likely to cooperate and invest, whether or not a reader agrees with the gender generalization. The book's method depends on this principle, and many of its techniques are built to help women avoid accidental disrespect while still expressing themselves clearly. Secondly, graceful assertiveness instead of aggression. The book distinguishes between assertive communication and aggressive communication, presenting the first as attractive and the second as damaging. Bryans encourages women to say what they want directly, but in a way that does not provoke defensiveness or a power struggle. This is one of the book's most practical dimensions because it translates relationship advice into conversation style timing, tone, word choice, and emotional restraint all matter. The argument is that women can be clear about needs and boundaries without sounding hostile, demanding, or controlling. In the book's logic, grace is not passivity. It is a strategic form of self-expression that makes it easier for men to hear the message without shutting down. This approach is meant to reduce miscommunication and increase cooperation, especially in situations where a woman wants change but does not want to fight. The book's value here lies in its emphasis on delivery as much as content. Thirdly, how to express needs without triggering resistance. Another core theme is the practical challenge of getting wants and needs across without creating resistance. The book stresses that many relationship problems are not caused by the content of a request, but by how it is delivered. Bryans offers communication tactics designed to prevent a man from feeling cornered, blamed, or emotionally overwhelmed. This matters because the book sees resistance as a predictable male response when communication feels accusatory or heavy-handed. The proposed solution is to frame requests in ways that preserve dignity and invite cooperation. That can include softer openings, clearer expectations, and language that makes it easier for a man to say yes rather than defend himself. The book's logic is instrumental. If the goal is a stronger relationship, then communication should be organized around the likelihood of a positive response. This gives the advice a very applied, behavioral feel, even when the underlying assumptions about men and women are highly simplified. Fourthly, conflict repair and post-argument reconnection. The book also focuses on what happens after disagreement, treating conflict not as a sign of failure, but as a test of communication skill. One of its more memorable claims is that a woman can rebuild closeness even after an intense argument if she knows how to speak in a way that reduces resentment and restores emotional safety. This is important because it shows the book is not only about flirting or early attraction, it also addresses maintenance of long-term intimacy. Bryans frames repair conversations as opportunities to reestablish trust, calm emotional escalation, and prevent lingering hostility. The practical logic is that unresolved conflict often creates distance, while careful language can reopen connection. The book suggests that the right response after tension is not more pressure, but a form of emotional reset that allows both people to move forward. In this sense, the book treats repair as a communication skill rather than a personality trait, making it relevant to readers dealing with recurring arguments or fragile rapport. Lastly, emotional openness as the path to deeper intimacy. A final major theme is the idea that men open up emotionally when communication makes them feel safe enough to do so. Bryans argues that deep intimacy depends on a man believing he will not be judged, mocked, or pressured for revealing his feelings. The book therefore presents emotional openness as something that can be encouraged through skillful interaction, not forced through confrontation. This perspective shapes the advice on listening, tone, and patience, all of which are intended to help a man share more of himself. The underlying mechanism is trust when conversations feel secure and respectful. A man is more likely to reveal vulnerability and invest in the relationship. The book's focus on emotional disclosure makes it more than a dating manual because it connects communication to long-term bonding. At the same time, it reflects the book's broader worldview that a woman's conversational style can strongly influence whether a relationship becomes shallow or deeply connected. In conclusion, Make Him BEG for Your Attention is best suited for readers who want a highly structured, gender-specific take on romantic communication, especially women trying to improve how they speak with men in dating or committed relationships. It may also interest readers who are curious about popular relationship coaching approaches that emphasize respect, emotional safety, and conversational finesse. The book can offer practical value by highlighting common friction points such as defensive reactions, poorly timed requests, and conflict escalation, even when readers do not accept all of its assumptions about gender differences. Its main benefit is that it translates relationship advice into specific communication habits rather than broad encouragement. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its strongly direct tone, its clear focus on male responsiveness, and its claim that attraction and commitment are shaped by subtle changes in how a woman communicates. Readers looking for an academic or gender-neutral treatment will likely find it limited, but those seeking applied dating guidance may find its emphasis on practical wording and emotional dynamics useful. If you would like to support Bruce Bryans, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.